B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, LBF.
All right, this is completely off-brand for me, but the top 10 luxury RV resorts list has been released, and Massachusetts made it.
RV, you're doing RV stuff.
Yeah, well, you know why I'm doing it?
Yeah, why?
First, it says luxury. And two, people are buying RVs like crazy. It's the new millennial thing. Get out of your parents' basement and get into an RV and travel the world.
Right. Yeah. Your tiny home. Okay, that's coming
all
up.
All for it.
I know.
All right, Brian.
All right. The next best thing to having a crackling fire is having a crackling fire with this aroma coming from the fireplace.
Mm.
You're going to want it.
I'm all in. I might go for the
It might make
thing.
You hungry.
Yeah, I think
all
it will.
Right.
Okay, how about the top five best horror movies in history?
History?
Gonna give you the top five in history, and then I'll tell you how you can vote in the final bracket right now for the best 80s Halloween movie, okay?
All right.
All right, go for it.
So, USA Today has the 10 best list coming out for 2020, and the 10 best luxury RV resorts voted by the United States people, the people at USA Today, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
They go way beyond hookups, by the way, like swimming pools,
sorry,
movie
what?
Theaters,
what are you
tennis.
Doing there?
No, you hook, you know, you hook
oh,
up your RV.
Right,
yeah.
Swimming pools, movie theaters, tennis courts, private docks, full
Jeez.
Service spas. I
nice.
Had no idea.
Wow.
Anyway, we made it. Massachusetts, Normandy Farms Campground, right in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I have friends who stay there, and I'm always like,
my dad stays there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess it's beautiful.
Look at that.
So right in our own backyard.
It's got all that, huh?
I got some pretty nice ones on the list, though. Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
Yep. Been
That's
there.
Fun. You've been there?
Yep.
The number
As a
one,
boy.
Just if
you've been there, Brian, yeah.
If you're driving around,
mm-hmm.
the number one Mountain Valley RV Resort in Utah.
What makes that so special? It's got a beautiful view.
Yeah,
imagine,
probably. I'm taking a look at it. It's gorgeous. It looks like something out of the show Yellowstone.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot tubs, workouts. No, thank you. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
An adults only clubhouse. What's that like?
Okay. For hookups.
<All right. laughs>
I would think.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, come on. All right, Brian.
All right, kick it back with a nice roaring fire. And maybe you, this is the fire log you need in your fireplace because it'll not only give you a crackling fire, it'll make your house smell like KFC because they've unveiled. For the third year in a row, KFC's fried chicken scented fire logs with 11 herbs and spices mixed in. And this year, they're only available at one place, Walmart.
All right.
You know what would be so mean?
Yeah.
Is if, like, you were dieting and somebody decided to
that
do that, like,
I
as
think
a
it'd
joke.
Great.
It'd be so mean. And
like,
you
have
why am I so hungry?
You know, right. Like, if you have a holiday party, you just put that on.
Yeah.
You want that chicken.
Yeah.
You will
you
go.
Need to provide
you will,
the chicken.
You will go get some chicken.
I don't know.
Chicken's ready.
Is right. dinner ready?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Fire log. I'll let you know.
Oh, darn it.
All right. Top five horror movies of all time. These are, going way, way, way back, too. Number five, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
The OG.
1956.
Oh.
Number four, Alien Original. 1979. Number three, The Original Bride of Frankenstein.
No way.
1935.
No way.
Number two, how about this one?
Cool.
Rosemary's Baby.
Good one. I watched that so many times while I was pregnant. It was weird.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That's
that
nuts.
Was weird.
It was. It was weird. Glad and that cleared up.
all right. I'm going to leave number one, Dangling.
Dangling?
Starts with a P.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Poltergeist?
Nope.
Psycho.
Psycho it is. Psycho, number one of all time. That really kind of created that genre of the creepy,
suspense.
Not... There was really any horror. It was just... It was
a lot of chocolate sauce.
Yeah, a lot of suspense. So there you go. Okay, Psycho.
Exorcist. I'm not even allowed to watch it.
That didn't even make the top 10,
That's
to be honest
bizarro
with you.
To me.
Yeah, sorry.
Damien,
didn't make it.
What's that one? The Omen?
Yeah, it didn't make
all
it.
All those.
These are all classics. Okay, so if you want to vote on the top Halloween movie of the 80s, we're down to the final two. This
Ooh.
Is it. It's E.T. versus Friday the 13th. Go to WROR.com. You can jump in and vote.
Okay. okay.
for one of those two and be registered automatically for a $100 gift card from Apex
right,
Entertainment.
And if you do it, you know, now, you let everyone else do the work. Like, yeah, I just got coming in final.
I didn't think of that.
Right? That's how I think.
It's like you going on Bachelor when there's only two ladies
right,
left.
Exactly.
Like you're going, hello, I'm here.
Right.
Wow, fresh face.
Not as fun, though.
So hot tubs. No hot tub for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.